You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hey there, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you here on Sports Daily. It is football season, officially, we can say, I think, as we've got college football games this weekend. We've got NFL preseason wrapping up. We've got high school football practices beginning this week. It's football season. It's officially here, and we're glad to be here with you. It's also baseball season for us because the Royals are keeping up and keeping relevant, and we're glad they are because they're keeping us entertained and on the edge of our seats. They get another win last night. We'll talk about it. It's all coming up today. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
Happy Tuesday. Good to see you today. Got a lot to get to on the program today. I feel... almost to a point to where I don't know once we get into the regular season with both college football and the NFL, how I'm going to split time between watching football and watching Royals baseball with the potential push to the playoffs. I know we've wanted the Royals to be relevant, you know, during this gap, but it makes it tough. We had to go through it last year where it's like, what am I going to watch? Like, I've got both.
Yeah, you kind of just, you watch the Royals during the week and football on the weekends, I think, is
okay.
The split.
That's the way you
get to the post. And then you get to the postseason, you got to just watch both. It's a good problem to have. Let's hope we have it past September and into October. But we'll talk about it all. We'll get to that Royals win. Felix Johnson, our Chiefs insider, is going to join us later in this program as well, as the Chiefs sort of lay out the plan already for the final preseason game. So we'll have all that for you. We'll get you caught up on all the other news and notes from around the league. We'll start to look ahead a little more to these college football games this weekend. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. The just-announced Kansas Lager Fest. You can join WBC along with more than a dozen other breweries for samples and celebration of the crisp, clean brews known as lagers. Go to www.wichitabrew.com to get your tickets now. Something else I've been sort of tuning into, Tommy, is the Kingdom documentary series on ESPN. Are you watching that?
I haven't started it yet. It's on the list. We just wrapped up the latest season of Quarterback. So we started that before The Kingdom came out. So I want to get that finished. And, you know, I know like there are a lot of people, this might be you, to be honest with you, where they'll watch like five or six different shows at one time and an episode here. Like, I kind of like to watch one all the way through before I start something else. And so I wanted to get through quarterback before I started the kingdom. And I haven't had a chance to yet. I hope I can do that soon.
Yeah, I kind of like to kick it old school TV, bounce around if I can. A lot of the time there's not two shows I'm trying to watch at one time, though. Sometimes it's just, if it's just me, I'll kind of power through it. If it's my wife and I, we'll have to take a little longer to it. We'll watch like one every other night or something. I started this when I forgot about it. It's good. It's good. It's really interesting. Like from a production standpoint to me, their storytelling timelines and stuff. It's pretty unique. Actually, it took me a minute to like get the hang of it. It is a little different, you know, just like technically speaking. And I like it. It bounces around a little bit. It takes you back in time quite a bit. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah. And it's about that season last year. I commend the Chiefs for doing it. I commend the Chiefs for committing to it, win, lose, or draw. Obviously we know the outcome and now it's just the journey of how to get there. But I watched the second one, I think it was last night. It was mostly about Andy Reid.
I heard somebody told me, that I needed to at least watch that episode, because there's a lot of like leadership lessons and things like that in that episode, which I couldn't tell if that was like a knock on me, like, hey, you probably ought to watch that to be a better leader. You might want to watch that particular one. Or if it was just like, hey, it's really good. You ought to check it out. I had a hard time figuring out what the message was behind that.
It's really good. Yeah. It digs in deep to some deep stuff. His son, Javon Belcher. But I think it's more about how he deals with all the different things that he's dealt with. And it is, I mean, there are good lessons in it. And you can, you know, you can we all know, like from a football standpoint, what makes Andy Reid so great. But it is pretty interesting to get a little bit deeper into, you know, the people around him explaining what it is. And that's probably some of what you're hearing there from somebody. It's pretty impressive. But the show itself is interesting. And it's going to, I can't imagine it won't continue to be very, very interesting. And they did a nice job with it. And again, I commend the Chiefs for doing it. That's a pretty big commitment to do that, knowing you might not win, right? Like, we know the end of that story. They fail and they come so close and can't get it done. And that's where we're going to end up with this documentary, and it's going to be fascinating to see it. But anywho, that's on, it's on ESPN.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the guys that are doing quarterback, and especially Kirk Cousins. Like, he was in both seasons. And this last one, I mean, it follows him getting benched in favor of Michael Penix Jr. And, you know, him still being willing to be filmed and come into his home and follow him and how he goes from being a starter to running the scout team and standing on the sidelines. And like that, like that's tough for a player, I'm sure, to, you know, you don't have that in your mind when you go into it, that might happen. That's what happened. And so I commend those guys for, when things are hard, wanting to continue to go through that process.
They get into a little of that with Alex Smith, speaking of, in the documentary, you know, they go back to that and that. It's all good stuff. Those kinds of things are great. And of course the crews and stuff putting them together are good. I made it halfway through quarterback the first season when we kind of stopped having a Netflix subscription. So I would have a lot of catching up to do with that show. And it was good. It was really good. I liked it. Didn't they do a receiver one, too, in between or something?
I think so. I didn't watch it. You know, the first season of quarterback, you know, they followed Mahomes. They followed Cousins. And they followed Marcus Mariota, which I thought that was maybe the most interesting one, because, like, there was – then this would have been two seasons ago when he left his team. Like, he walked away. And basically was like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. And so, like, that was, you know, something that the camera crews filmed and followed, like, is he going to play in the NFL again? Because he was unhappy that he was benched, and then he basically just left the team. You know, so things like that, like, it gets into the good, the bad, and the ugly with all these guys.
Hey, Jeremy Avey is vying for a college golf scholarship, which is awarded to the state championship winner. But caring for his autistic brother, Ethan, while competing against a rival who will do anything for a win, forces him to reconsider his priorities, discover his brother's savant-like gifts. Now he has to choose between realizing his dreams or standing by his brother. The Short Game in theaters August 29th, rated PG, as we're talking, you know, as we're talking about some entertainment news, we thought we'd get that in there. Good luck, everybody, and go check out that movie. Go check out that movie. All right, we've got Felix Johnson coming up in the next hour. When we come back, we're going to get into the Royals, who win again, and it's getting there, Tommy. We got some movement in the standings here for the first time in a while, in a good way. And of course, they get the movement directly against the Rangers. But we'll dig into that game. Look out ahead at what's coming up. Royals fans, I know, are starting to kind of heat back up. See, this is funny. You sweep the White Sox. What do we see? You sweep the White Sox, and all of a sudden you feel like the door's open again. But you got to beat these good teams, too, and they did last night against the Rangers. We'll get into that and much, much more at Sports Daily. You can get in touch with the programs over the air, 869-1240, on the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X. It's all here for you. We'll be right back on Sports Daily.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. We've got Royals baseball right here on KFH tonight. Tune in at 6:30 for the Royals hosting the Rangers on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Listen online at KFHradio.com or download the free Odyssey app and search for KFH. Glad to be here with you here on a Tuesday as the Royals get another win last night against the Rangers, 4-3. Pretty exciting fashion. They get out to a lead. They hang on. You had the bullpen give up a couple of runs, really just one, I suppose, with Ersik Waka ended up being on the hook for two runs, 5 2/3. But overall, Tommy, a good performance. It was the Michael Garcia night in a lot of ways. And then Vinny Pasquantino hit another clutch home run. But this is, I mean, listen, you got to have all of these games. And they sit now, have gaining Grether up to 3.5 games back. So only gained a little bit, but the thing that happened is they gained ground now on everybody. Everybody essentially in that wild card is tied. So it's not just Seattle that they're chasing. So they gained ground on Cleveland. They gained ground on Seattle. They gained ground on Boston. I don't believe the Yankees played. So it was a really nice night for the chances to the postseason because they won a game. They're knocking the Rangers further back, too. They're about to, if the Rangers keep this up, by the end of the series, they'll be out of this thing.
Yeah, it's a crucial series in that regard because the Royals have an opportunity to not only gain a little bit of ground, but like you mentioned, to also push the Rangers completely out of the wild card picture, or at least make it incredibly difficult for Texas to get back into this thing. So that's why getting this first win is so important. I also mentioned yesterday on the show that knowing that we've got Seth Lugo coming up and there are question marks about his performance as of late, getting this first win last night, so important for Kansas City to get the series off to a really good start, and they were able to do that.
And if we look at the way that they used the bullpen last night, there's no reason when Lugo's turn is in the rotation that they let him crash and burn again. I know they don't have a day off for a while. They have plenty of roster flexibility to pull up an arm for a minute if they needed to. This needs to be, to me, it needs to be the Lugo / Lynch game, right? If Lugo appears to be struggling the way he has in recent games, don't let him sit out there and give up six runs. They can't afford to just let games go that way before they get started. If he looks like he's going to be throwing meatballs again, and we're not 100% sure why that's happening to a guy that it hasn't happened to in his 2 years up until the last handful of starts, then you need to be ready to get him out of that game in the first or second inning. And then it just converts over and you let Lynch pitch a few innings and you take your chances. But you can't afford to just take one on the chin like that anymore. They can't do that.
I think it's important also from the game last night and recently, basically throughout this entire homestand, can we talk about the long ball for a second in Kauffman Stadium? Like, that's been such an Achilles heel for the Royals all season long. I mean, even after they've had a few really good home games and hitting home runs, they're still averaging less than one home run a game collectively. And it's actually pretty well below one when you just look at home games in 2025. They're averaging 0.71 home runs a game at home in 2025. And that's a sharp decline from 2024. They had been one of the worst teams. In fact, at one point this season, they were the worst team in Major League Baseball as far as home runs hit. They hit three last night. In their last three games, they're tied with Toronto for second in Major League Baseball. Just over their last three games with home runs hit, they're only behind the Athletics in the last three games. They've started to be able to turn it around with the power, and especially at home, that's extremely important. You mentioned Vinny Pasquantino. He had a laser off the bat, a two-run shot last night. Michael Garcia had a solo shot. And how about Mike Yastrzemski? Another leadoff home run for him. That's been such a nice change in the lineup for Matt Quatrero, moving Yastrzemski to leadoff, moving Jonathan India down in the lineup. India has responded in a positive way, moving down into the lineup like sixth, where he's batting right now. So those things I think are coming around also, and it's nice to see that trend change a little bit where they're actually able to hit the ball out of the ballpark at Kauffman.
It everything's changed to me for the offense. Like it's a season. If they don't make it, it'll feel like a season of where everything just couldn't come together at the same time. Like, you know, we've seen the elite starting pitching. We've seen now the offense really wake up. Like, if they can just get it all together here for this home stretch, they really are going to have a good chance at this thing. There's just so little room for error that that's what makes it so improbable at this point, because you got to remember, if you're looking at the standings, they basically, against all the teams that matter, they don't have the tiebreaker in hand. So like, yeah, they're 3.5 behind the Yankees. They're actually 4.5 behind the Yankees. Like, they'll have to clear them. They can't tie these teams. So you just, but honestly, like, and maybe this is the best thing for us to do too, as people watching the games, like, you cannot think about any of that at the moment. All they need to think about, it's not who's ahead of them, it's not anything else, it's this roster is really good. We're a really good team. We know we can win tons of games at once. We've done that this year, even when we weren't playing very well. So just do your thing here. I don't know if they're going to get healthy by the end of the year, but the offense has never looked better. So start there. Just start there. The offense has never looked better. Power your way through. If you're the offense, know that you can't leave opportunities out there. It feels like, Tommy, every game they lose, there's a comp. They left way too many opportunities out there and runners on base. Almost every single time. We sit there in those losses. Man, we had a couple on with nobody out and anything with that. Even when they do score 4 or 5 runs, you still can't waste those opportunities. So I don't know what their percentage chances are at this point.
It's about 18. They're at about 18%, according to ESPN.
That's much higher than it was a week ago.
A week ago, it was like 3%. I mean, they've done what they've needed to do to at least get themselves back into, you know, a place where they feel like they've got a shot to make the playoffs. You know, they've won 17 of their last 26 games. They're 17-9 in their last 26. You know, going from several games under 500 to now they're 3 games over 500. And yeah, it's hard to not think about a couple of the missed opportunities where they could have been, you know, 6 games over 500 at this point, had they been able to turn around a couple of games in the last week and a half. But still, 3 games over 500. They've got the 4th best record in Major League Baseball since June 30th, basically since the calendar turned over to July. They've got one of the best records in Major League Baseball. I had a friend of mine on X reach out, listener of the show. His name's Jeff. And he asked me the question last night. He said, do you think they have the ability to go on a double-digit winning streak, 11, 12, maybe 15 games? He said, I think they do, but pitching is the obvious weakness that could prevent that. I think, sure. I mean, they've got the talent to do that sort of thing. They've done it. But I don't think they need to. I mean, if you go back to the conversation we had a week ago, if you break down their schedule, they don't have to sweep teams to get to that, what we consider maybe a magic number of 87 wins. They don't need to sweep any team to do that. They need to win series, but they don't need to. I mean, it would certainly help if they start sweeping teams, but they don't have to do that necessarily. They have to take 2 of 3 or 3 of 4. You can afford a split here and there. What you can't do is you can't lose series and you can't get swept. As long as the Royals don't do that, then I feel pretty good about their chances. And they're not getting swept. When was the last time the Royals got swept in a series? It's been a long time. And so as long as they avoid that part of it, they don't need to go on a long winning streak.
I agree with your friend, Jeff. I think the starting pitching or the pitching is going to be the thing that prevents like a really long win streak, because they seem more prone for, like, go for example, what he's done lately, or like they just seem like for a long win streak. But that doesn't mean they can't win enough games. They've got plenty of pitching to win enough games. The good thing about their schedule They're playing Texas now, who they're competing with directly on this deal. They still have four against Cleveland, who they're competing directly with on this deal. And they still have three against Seattle. So, you know, those series are the ones, like, if you're going to sweep, if you're going to win three of four, I know Seattle's only a three. Those are the ones, because if you're down, let's say, 2.5 games to Seattle on September 16th, when you go into that series, you play them three times. If you just take two of three, you're gaining a game. That's it. That's so there, you know, if you're talking about sweeps, those, but it's also highly unlikely that you're going to sweep Seattle because they're really good. So let's not get there yet. Let's just keep winning a bunch. Let's just keep winning two games to every one loss.
Yeah.
And let's see where that goes. Because the schedule is going to be tough. There are opportunities, but I do think when you play the White Sox, and when you play them again, even in Chicago, and when you play the Twins, who are actually playing better than people thought they would, like, those are the ones that, yeah, you probably do want to sweep because you've got to have cushion somewhere. And that's, we're all excited, right? They get to play Detroit six times before the end of the season. They have to play Detroit six times before the end of the season, right? That's not always a good thing. Like, you like that, but you're trailing them by 8.5 games. You're not going 6-0 against Detroit. So is that a good thing? I'm not so sure it is. I think I might rather play six games against, I don't know, the Orioles or, so, you know, somebody that struggled, rather than, even though you're chasing them still, technically speaking, you have to play that team six times.
And yeah. Really, I think a team like Detroit that you're chasing in the division, I mean,
you're not going to catch them.
You're not going to catch them. You're too far away in the division. So I think the baseline has to be don't lose the six game series. Like, go that's 3-3. Like, that's the baseline.
That's a really good team.
At the bare minimum, 3-3 is not, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to harm you. Other than the fact that you are running out of games, you know, overall. And so, sure, like 4-2. At that point, you walk away from the six games against Detroit and you feel pretty good about that. But at the absolute bare minimum baseline, you just can't go under 500 in those six games.
There are more good teams on the schedule left now that we've crossed over that White Sox threshold. There are more good teams on the schedule than there are bad teams for the Royals. So that softer schedule that we came out of the All-Star break with, we're kind of through that. They still do have those games against the White Sox. They still do have a season ending series against the A's. I'm not sure what I think about Minnesota. I'm just glad they're not playing them in Minnesota. But really, other than that, like, all the teams that they'll play are in the mix to some degree. And so the schedule's not soft anymore, basically.
It's not soft.
Three more beat.
Yeah, it's not soft, but it's not the most difficult in Major League Baseball either. This is according to the website Tankathon, where they keep track of the remaining strength of schedule for each team in Major League Baseball. The Royals they've got the 11th hardest strength of schedule down the stretch. And I think a lot of that, they were down near the bottom of Major League Baseball as far as the strength. But once you get through the White Sox, then your remaining strength of schedule starts to go up. And so the overall, as of today, the winning percentage of the teams that they have left is 509. And so that's, you know, it's over 500, but it's not the hardest. It's not the easiest. Their toughest opponents remaining, six against the Tigers, three against the Blue Jays, three against the Phillies, three against the Mariners, and four against the Guardians.
The good news in it is there are still so many teams in the mix. There are so many even-ish teams in baseball this year that as you're chasing this wild card thing, a lot of these, they're going to have to play each other. There's too many teams that are alive. So, you know, it's not to the point where we need to schedule watch yet. Like, we don't need to scoreboard watch the rest of the league. It really still is, and it's not cliche, it really still is just about the Royals being the best that the Royals can be. If they're the best they can be, if they play up to their potential for the next month and a half, they've got a really good shot to make this thing. We'll get to the point where we have to look and see what everybody else is doing. They will ultimately need one team at least to stumble. It'd be handy if more than one did, but we're not there yet, right? Right now, it's just the Royals have to play the best version of Royals baseball and see how far that can take them.
So, I mean, let's break this down for a second. So the Royals have 19 games against like their toughest opponents left that I just lined out. And then they've got 18 games against the easiest opponents. That includes the White Sox, Athletics, Twins, Angels, and the remaining three against the Rangers. So if you kind of split it down the middle and you've got 19 against more difficult opponents, 18 against easier opponents, then I think having a predicted like final record in both of those categories, both of those buckets, I think that can help us get a path. And so, you know, if you're going, I don't know what, if you think you can, they can go 12-5 or 12-6, I guess it would be over their easiest opponents. And then obviously not that great against the toughest opponents. I kind of like breaking it down that way. What's an expected
enough? I don't think, if we're going to say split against the good ones, which I think is the fairest way to do it, they'll need to be better than 12-6 against the bad ones.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like that's totally doable. Like you can be better than 12-6 against bad teams. So that's what I think to this, you know, do they need to get on a hot streak? It would help tremendously, but they just need to hang in there against the bad teams. I do think they need to beat the hell out of the bad teams though. Like you said, it was 18 games.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be like it probably needs to be something.
So
awesome,
they're
like
going to need
15-3.
If it ends up, if they need to get, let's say 87 wins is that magic number. Again, we don't know, but that's kind of what we've targeted in. They need to go 23-14 in their final games, right? Final 37 games.
That means 5 losses against the bad teams if they split against the good teams.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be a 13-5 against those easier teams.
Yeah.
Now, they've got the Rangers series right now included in that easier quote unquote category. And
because
so
they're under 500.
Because they're under 500. And so, you know, if you look at that as now a 3-game set, I mean, you've got to go at minimum 2 of the next 3. Like you can't split this series against the Rangers because then things get a lot more difficult for you. So if Seth Lugo, if we relate it back to this game tonight, if there's still something off with him and he doesn't turn in a good performance and the Royals lose, then the Royals' backs are back up against the wall for the games on Wednesday and Thursday. They've got to win both of them. If the Royals can get a win tonight with Lugo on the hill, it makes it a lot easier for them and they only have to win one of the next 2.
And the Rangers are not a bad team. They're not playing well right now because their bullpen sucks. But if you can win those games, if you don't let one slip away from Lugo, if you can do that, it means maybe that's one less you need to win against Detroit. So like for me, like you need to beat these teams. Now, I don't actually include the Rangers in this, so that's interesting. But you've got the one game advantage now. Don't look back.
Yeah, I mean, if we put it into 2 buckets, if they can go 10-9 against the really good teams in that tougher category and 13-5 in the easier category, at that point, boom, the Royals are 87 wins. They're going to have a pretty good chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That, I mean, to me, the way that my brain works, that's the path. Like, that's the blueprint for playoff baseball for Kansas City.
We've got preseason action coming up Friday, and we get some indication from the Chiefs on how it is they'll be deploying their starters in that game. Thanks to those of you watching us on 12 News Plus connected right now, by the way. Tommy, it sounds like the starters will play. So kind of what we thought would happen after it looks like Andy Reid just switched game 2 and game 3 from what he normally does instead of getting the, at least by my memory. And I try not to remember this stuff too much in the preseason. It's so funny. I am glad people are watching and locked into the preseason. I watched the first series of the second game. That's what I watched. And then I went back to watching baseball. Not because I don't, it's just like, it's so hard for me to like take enough away from it. I basically watched Josh Simmons play. I was talking to Brandon Zinner, who watches all of it as he needs to. He's kind of on the Chiefs beat all season long. I'm like, yeah, man, where was Jalen Royals? I guess he didn't play. He's like, he had a huge punt return. I'm like, oh, I didn't even see a huge punt return. I didn't know he did that. And then we were talking, he showed me some other stuff. We were talking about Kingsley Suamataia, who looked okay on the drive I watched, but then got dominated on a couple other snaps as he stayed in the game. Josh Simmons looked good, I thought, in the series that I watched. Now, this next game I'll watch for as long as the starters are all collectively in there, Tommy. This is the one that I do for the Chiefs specifically. I don't really watch anybody else's preseason games. I, like most people, just kind of watch the highlights. I'll check the box scores. If there's something you need to go back and find, you can go back and find it. But for the Chiefs, I'll watch when the starters are playing, as much as I can this week, because that gives you the closest thing you can get. It's still not real. The defenses still aren't giving you, live bullets or anything like that. But I do like that. I don't know that you do. You might disagree with me. I like that Andy Reid gives his starters this game and a couple of opportunities to get those reps together, get out there, run through it a few times, and then get them out of there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one thing that we didn't talk about a whole lot on the show yesterday, coming out of the second preseason game, the injuries that the Chiefs suffered in that second preseason game, there were some fairly significant ones. We know that Felix Anudike Uzomah is going to be on IR with a hamstring injury. Done for the year. That's a major, major blow. And not that he was a huge contributor, but yeah, I think
he was a cut.
He was a cut candidate, but I also think that he still had an opportunity to potentially play his way into being a contributor and paying off, at least to some extent, the draft pick that the Chiefs used on him. And I don't know what his future NFL prospects in general look like after this injury. That's one thing. Mike Edwards went down with an injury. Nazeem Johnson did. Jack Cochran did. So from a depth perspective, really, especially in the secondary, we know that Christian Fulton hasn't played at all this preseason. He's been dealing with an injury the entire offseason. He's the new signee for the Chiefs in the secondary. You've got him, Johnson, Edwards, all now injured. I mean, those are major blows to the secondary.
And the secondary is kind of a question anyway, right outside of McDuffie, they lose Reed and you've got, I wouldn't say it's a concern. It's a little bit of a question. I think that's fair. The injuries are tough, but again, like I trust that Andy Reed thinks they need it. I trust that Patrick Mahomes thinks they need it. And if they need to go out there for two series, the thing is, like, to me, they do need it because Mahomes needs reps with Simmons and God, what sure looks like it's going to be Suamataia at left guard.
Let
like,
me ask you a question, because I've seen people chatter about this on social media, and I haven't fully formed an opinion on this yet. Do you think the Chiefs ought to use a little bit of the cap room that they've got left and go and try to sign somebody to play left guard? There are a couple of guys that apparently have not been signed this offseason that are veterans that have been contributors in years past. Those two guys are Dalton Risner. Chiefs know him quite a bit from his time in Denver, and Shaq Mason. The Texans cut Shaq Mason this offseason. He's probably not the same guy he was when he played for the Patriots, but those are two veterans at left guard that are like free agents right now that the Chiefs could go and sign to at least provide more depth at left guard.
I did not know Dalton Risner was still a free agent, former K-State legend.
Yeah.
Dalton Risner. Yeah, I mean, I would be for it for sure with him. I do think they, I don't know. Here's what I can't figure out. Here's what's driving me nuts. Do they really want Suamataia to be the left guard? Like, Moore's got to be a better option. What happened to Wanye Morris? I assume Juwan Taylor will be back for the start of the season, which I think means Morse probably slides over there. I'm not sure that it is I don't think it's in the same stratosphere of need as left tackle was for them last year, let's say.
I think they are desperately trying to make that investment work. I think that's kind of why what I feel like they're doing.
Now's the time to do it, right? Yeah. Now's the time to do it. I think in their perfect world, they will have Simmons on the left. They will have Taylor on the right. They will have Moore at left guard, oddly. Suamataia will become the backup guard, and Wanye Morris will become the backup tackle. I think that's what they want to happen. That's a little thin. The question really does become, if you need to get reps out of Kingsley Suamataia, can he give you reps? I don't know that he's going to be the starter at left guard, but that's just the way they're talking, and that's what we're seeing in the preseason. When the bullets fly in week one, I don't think he'll be the starter. But if you need him to play, can he get out there and give you anything?
I mean, the major glaring.
Andy Reid talked about yesterday. He's looked good in the run game, and yeah. I'm like, who cares?
The major glaring problem with Sua Mataia is that he cannot pass block to save his life. Like he's getting, yeah. It's not even just like struggling. He's getting blown up every time that there's a pass play that's called. And so if I'm a defensive coordinator, as soon as I, even if he's the backup for the Chiefs, as soon as I see Kingsley Suamataia in there at left guard, I'm going to call something to exploit that. I'm going to try to make that the area where we get to Patrick Mahomes. And again, we can say it all day long, and it's the truth that left guard is not important as left tackle, but it's still important, right? And so all defenses have to do is scheme around Josh Simmons on the left edge and try to find a way to get in between the tackles to right. Sua Mataia and blow him up. That's what they're doing in the preseason. It's working. And so, yeah, sure, he can block the run. That's fine. But the Chiefs have proven time and again, they're not a run first team. And so that's great if you've got a guy that can run block, but that's not an area of your offense that you lean on. That's not, you're going to be your bread and butter. And so I have a hard time with them wanting to continue to try to force this and make this work, because it's shown now in multiple preseason games that it's not working. And it didn't work last year at tackle. It's not working right now at left guard. You've got to try to do something different.
I think they will. Again, I think Moore ends up the starter at left guard, and then, Taylor's back. It looks like Hollywood Brown's also going to be back. Certainly good news. He was back at practice yesterday. They're going to take it slow with him, as they should. But I think if he's back at practice now, we're a long way away from, what is that, September 5th. He should be fine. So that's certainly good news for the Royals. I think all these injuries, and they're very valid. I think if they can make it through this next one, they've had a lot of nicks. They've had a lot of scary moments. I think they've avoided the big one, which some teams haven't by this point. By the way, Dalton Reisner, who is an interesting name, looks like he's going to sign with the Bengals from everything I'm seeing on him this morning. I think they're in good shape. I think this has been a successful preseason. We've got one more to play. Find the closest wood, knock on it, do all those things that they make it out of here. I am very interested to see Simmons and hopefully maybe Taylor. I was just looking through Andy Reid's comments. I don't think we've gotten an update on Juwan Taylor in a long time. So I don't know what's going on with him. We'll ask Felix Johnson. Maybe he knows. But maybe this is the game where they can run out the line. They think they're going to run out. You'll have Patrick Mahomes there. We get a couple series out of the starters. Be fine if it's not Isaiah Pacheco anymore. And then you just, here we go. And then it'll be time to go. And they'll have 2 weeks off before the start of the season. But yeah, the offensive line is still the thing we're all watching. We're all maybe have a little PTSD from last year, but I think rightfully so. That's what we're paying attention to. I don't think it's going to be Sua Mataia starting at left guard in week one of the regular season. It's just like, that can't be the plan. That can't be the plan. Like, we continue to see him get beat. You can't, Mahomes is no spring chicken anymore. Like, you can't have a quarterback, we'll call it, in the middle of his career, constantly under fire the way he was a season ago. Find somebody that can play that position.
And if you have a liability at left guard, how much more pressure and expectations does that put on the shoulders of Josh Simmons as the rookie? But it puts a lot more on his shoulders, and it makes his job that much more important. It already is the most important position on the offensive line, but it makes it that much more important if you don't have a viable piece at left guard. I mean, imagine the security blanket that Josh Simmons would have at left tackle if Joe Tooney was still on the team at left guard. Like, just imagine the he'd be able to have an all-pro veteran next to him on the line that can help him along in basically any situation that comes up. There's still going to be pressure on him in that situation, but things, the weight of the world can get off his shoulders a little bit because he's got an all-pro next to him. That's not the case for Josh Simmons. He's got Kingsley Suamataia right now next to him at left guard. That puts an immense amount of pressure on the shoulders of the rookie. And while he may be phenomenal and while he may end up being a cornerstone piece on that offensive line for years to come, and that's phenomenal. If you don't have somebody next to you that you can count on and rely on, it's going to make your job that much more difficult.
There's no question. Again, it's going to be more may be a better right tackle than Juwan Taylor. I think there's a decent chance that that's true. Maybe there was a thought that Taylor wasn't going to be the starter at right tackle at one point. I don't think they can afford to not just, I mean, the question becomes, would you rather have Juwan Taylor at right tackle or Kingsley at left guard?
I'd rather have Juwan at right tackle. I don't love Juwan Taylor, but I'd rather have Juwan Taylor at right tackle.
Well, and Juwan Taylor's, look, he's over-penalized, right? He's not just some world beater. But
he's overpaid.
I'd much rather deal with a holding penalty than a Patrick Mahomes sack or a false start penalty versus a Patrick Mahomes sack. You know what I mean? Like, we'll find. I'm very curious. I'm the most curious about that more than anything else on Friday is who do they put on the line to start? How does that look for them? More than anything else that they do is that. And if it's going to be Kingsley Suamate, you got 3 weeks, big fella. You've got to figure out a way to not be on your butt on pass rushes. We'll come back. We got more Sports Daily. Felix Johnson will join us to talk a little more Chiefs, other football headlines as we make our way through. A lot of good stuff coming for you in another hour. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.